Island selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings, and welcome to Trends with Benefits. Oh, man, does it feel good to say that again. It has been a minute since we did an episode, but we're back and better than ever. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two cool co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi, Gabe. How's it going?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been hot, so I'm melting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really hot. We've hit a heat wave here in Los Angeles this weekend.
Yeah, if you follow anyone that lives in LA on social media, you've certainly seen the dashboard photos, the screenshots of the weather app. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It's hot.
Yeah, it is hot. Yeah.
If you remember a couple years ago, there was a thing called Carmageddon.
Oh, yeah.
We're living in Armageddon.
Oh, yeah. Did you make that up?
Yeah, I made that.
Nice.
Wait, July, is your arm okay?
Yes, it is okay.
We have a...
I was fist bumping during the theme song.
Oh, okay.
Guys, we have a treat for you today. We have a very special guest. You know him from his UCB mod team, Gorgeous. His name's David Brandon. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hi. Welcome.
Am I a special guest?
Yeah.
Are there guests that aren't special?
No. We love our guests,
okay,
and we
great.
Thank them for, you know, taking the time out of their day to come hang out with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We love doing this.
Yeah. Guys, this is my first podcast.
What?
Whoa.
First fucking podcast. I can curse, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, please.
We're getting right into it.
Right.
Yes.
How does it feel?
It feels good. It feels really good. I meant to do this whole thing where I was going to bring you guys cherries because it's like popping my podcast cherry.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I was like... Do people use that term still? I don't know.
Just for podcasts.
Yeah. Just for podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it would, it would make sense.
Okay.
The idea is sweet, so thanks for almost doing
like
it.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you what I was going to do. I didn't have time to do.
That works. That's basically the same thing.
Thank you. I'm glad you can see that.
Yeah. So our show is like a trends-based show. We talk about what's going on online right now.
Yes.
Which could be like what everyone else is talking about, or it could be some random shit that we found that's also happening right now.
Great.
That you may not
to the show. I know what's up.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
I heard all the seconds.
Oh, awesome.
That's really nice of you to do.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So you probably are aware that, and you, I'm sure, noticed when you walked in, our full production staff behind the glass over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been pretty bored over the last few months with us not having done any episodes.
So. Yeah. We're their only show.
Oh,
man. Okay. That's going to be another show.
Yeah, they're over there going beep boop. I don't know if you heard.
I did.
But that's okay because our head producer is not a person. It's a robot. It's our friend Robo Laura Hall.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
She's speaking to you.
Oh, she's talking to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Hi, Laura. I've been waiting to meet you for 2 days now.
Oh my God. Hello, how are you?
I am better than ever. I also almost planned things to say to you, but I also didn't have time to do that either. But hi, it's really great to meet you. And if you could just say you're horny for me once.
I'm horny. Now,
thank you. That was
I'm
so
horny.
Cool. Okay. You're ready to go. Thank you.
She has a soundboard of horny.
She has a button that just says I'm horny.
It's good.
She really does. Robo Laura Hall is going to be Robo Laura Hall. We can't stop her from, you know, being flirty with our guests. So
don't stop her.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're receptive.
No, you can't.
Okay, I will not. Okay.
She told y'all.
She doesn't like to do what we say, but... you know, we need her to do like kind of the grunt work of playing music and the transitions and all that stuff.
Yeah, she's got a lot to do back there, so we don't want to distract her too much.
Absolutely not. No, she has a job to do. Yeah.
But on the topic of trends, do you find that you usually follow them? Are you do you have your finger on the pulse?
You know, I feel like I create my own trends.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Lame answer. No, but I mean, like, I love falling in like wormholes and like looking at Wikipedia pages until mm-hmm. like I'm in the deepest hole, and I will just talk about that one subject forever to everybody as if everyone's talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Do you have?
What's your most recent one? Any of them?
So I was telling y'all earlier, I saw Whitney last night.
That's
the
right.
Movie. And during the movie, I was Googling people from the movie because I didn't know who they were. So I was like, I need to know who these people are.
Who is Whitney Houston?
That was the first one. Whitney Houston, who the hell is that? So yeah, just Googling a whole bunch of people. This is a spoiler if you're going to go see the Whitney movie. Are you guys going to see the Whitney
spoiler
movie?
Spoiler for Whitney. There, go ahead.
Whatever.
I'll probably see it, but I don't know if I'll see it in theaters.
You'll probably hear this before you see it.
Okay.
So anyway, Whitney Houston had a cousin. Her cousin is Dionne Warwick. We know that, right?
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick's her cousin.
Yeah.
But Dionne Warwick has a sister named Dee Dee Warwick, right? So there's another Warwick.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, who's this Warwick, right? I have never heard of this Warwick.
Yeah.
So I Google this Warwick and I fall down the rabbit hole. And eventually you find out, this is very sad. So eventually you find out that Dee Dee had molested Whitney when she was a kid.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, boy.
As well as her brothers. Yes. Yeah, sorry
That's
to
awful.
Bring the mood down.
No.
But yeah, I was doing a lot of investigation into that molestation and that incident.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. So these wormholes can get very dark.
They can.
I told you they're dark.
No.
Yeah. That is very dark and messed up.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the worst Warwick. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Absolutely.
Oh, who's the best?
Worst Warwick.
Warwick Davies from, what's that movie called?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Warwick Davies is the little guy from that movie. It has Val Kilmer. It's kind of like a sorcerer's Willow.
Willow.
He's the little guy from Willow.
Willow.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's the actual guy's name, or that's the character's name? That's the guy's name.
Yes.
Warwick Davies.
Warwick Davies.
Yes.
Warwick Davies versus Dionne Warwick.
You're right. Dionne Warwick's way better.
But is she? I don't know.
I don't know.
Have we had a full debate about it?
I don't feel like I know enough to know to battle for either side here.
We just know Dee Dee's the worst.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the
bottom
list.
Of the Warwick chain, she's the worst. Well, she passed away, and go see the movie.
I'm going to see it.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
Yeah,
I'll probably see it on demand.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Definitely. You don't have to see it in the theater. Plus, it's very tragic. Like, I would have liked breaks during that movie. Like, I would have liked intermissions. Because, like, it was very heavy. Like, and it just got heavier and heavier and heavier. It's not, like, a happy movie at all. It's not inspiring at all.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
She had a tragic life.
Yeah.
She really did.
Tragic.
That's true.
But what a voice.
Yeah.
But what a voice.
You said you went to go see it to escape the heat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Escape the heat. Yes, it's blazing in LA right now. I have two fans, a mini fan and a ceiling fan, and they're doing very well. I also have two ice packs.
Oh, nice.
So I've been utilizing my ice packs on my forehead and my lower back.
I put an ice pack top of my head yesterday. Oh, that was great.
Absolutely. It's so good.
Yeah, it feels great.
If you get the head cold, the body's cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that with the Purge yesterday. Just hit out in the movie theater.
Purge.
The first Purge,
first
yes.
Purge,
I love to, you know, just imagine purging.
Do you have
actually?
To
I just want
to
be purged.
You just want to be murdered.
Yeah.
What is that necessarily? So I haven't seen the Purge movies. What does that mean?
Okay, so basically, there's one day that the entire government, like, or it's one night. It's 12 hours that they like allow. It starts at like. When the sun goes down, and then 12 hours from there, and that means that all crime is legal.
Why?
And it's started as like a behavioral experiment of like, how are people going to react if they know that they have no consequences for their behavior? And like, it's meant to be set in like the very near future, where it's like our country has gone to shit completely, and like we're desperate, and we need something to like. allow people to get their frustrations out.
Wow. Who's president in this movie?
Some real douchebag. Yeah.
Like, who came up with this idea?
Yeah. So it's like a lot of people are just like looting or whatever, partying or fucking in the street or something.
Right.
But then it's like the real weirdos are like out there murdering and trying to like kill people. And it's
murderers are real weirdos.
Weirdos with murdering.
Yeah. The normal folk are fucking in the streets, but the real weirdos are murdering people.
Yeah.
I mean that's legit, right? Yeah. Like choose your crime.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean it's crazy. Like they get very elaborate in it with the way that they like set traps. I just love it. I think it's fun.
Traps?
Yeah. They
like said, bear traps?
Yeah, because it's like for anyone who's like walking around the streets, like they get trapped in like, I mean, it wasn't really that in this movie as much, but in the other movies, it's like they get trapped into like some web or some like contraption that's been set up to like grab people from the street.
Wow. Oof. Do you have to see the other Purge movies to see this Purge movie or will it make sense?
I don't think so.
Well, I can speak to this because I watched it yesterday without having seen the other
one. Yes, yes.
And I'll say no, you don't have to have seen the other ones.
I think they
but
all
I did fall asleep.
Okay, okay.
I think they all kind of stand on their own.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it seems like you wouldn't have to see. I mean, that you told me the concept. That's probably the concept of every movie,
right? This is just the first one that ever happened.
Right, okay, but, so they went back in time like Star Wars did.
Totally.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
You know, before we get too deep into this, we'd be remiss if, or I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, because your bio says that we need to ask you about it. That
Which
you,
bio?
Your bio says that you were a champion tambourine player, and that you need to ask you about that.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
no one's ever asked me that, and I put that in my bio like 2 years ago. I need to change it, but I guess I have to answer now. So, that's so funny. Thank you for asking.
Of course.
So I grew up. So first of all, you've all heard of the Salvation Army, right?
Yes.
Most people know it as like a charity or a place you bring your clothes, they help homeless or whatever. But they're actually a church. Like the Salvation Army is a church, and it's kind of formed like an army is. So like when you join the church, you become a soldier, and then you're like pastors, like a lieutenant, but they can move up to a captain, they can move up to a major, to all this other shit, right? So I was really into this. but I was into it less for being a Christian and more because they had like competitions and stuff. I really enjoyed like talent shows and things like that when I was a kid. So they had
Your whole family would go to the Salvation Army? Like,
only me.
Oh, okay.
My whole family was in it. A friend I knew went and he invited me once and he was like, oh yeah, I'm doing the singing competition. I was like, competition? What's this? I love competitions.
Yeah.
Right.
So I watched him do it. I got so into it. He brought me in. I signed up for everything. And eventually I became Christian, quote unquote, and I was doing these competitions. So one thing that the Salvation Army does, it's really big, is called timbrels. Timbrels is kind of like a tambourine dancing thing. Yeah, listeners, you can't see me do this, but like you would have the tambourine, and you kind of like hit these points, and like you twirl them around, you throw it up, you catch it, you spin around. So it was really, really good, right? So when I got into it, it was very traditional. It was like very up and down, straight laced, like very clean. But I was like a hip hop dancer. Like I had like, you know, I had to put some urban twists into it. So my troupe, my Timbrels troupe, we like did it like hip hop style. Like we added tumbles and turns and flips and tricks and like all these really, really, really great stuff.
That's
we
awesome.
Entered our regional competition. We won. And then we went to like a national competition and won. And then we went to an international competition, which was in Atlanta when I was like 16. And we won. So
that's amazing.
That is amazing.
It was really, really,
it's like
really
tambourine
great.
Bring it on.
Yes, it is.
Exactly.
It definitely is. You can YouTube it.
Yeah.
YouTube like Salvation Army timbrels and you can see it. You won't see me because this was years ago.
Okay.
But yeah, so
that's
I am
amazing.
A tambourine champion.
Amazing.
I guess I haven't done it in 15 years. But,
do you think you could easily pick it back up again?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. I have no coordination. And I remember the night we won, you performed in this big stage at Newark Performing Arts Center or some shit like that. You perform on this big stage, and there was this one last move where I had to throw two tambourines up in the air, one straight up and one back so someone could catch it as well as doing a spin in the middle of that. And so I threw one up and I threw one back, but the one up did not come down. It went into the audience.
Oh no.
And that was a heartbreaking moment for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we had already won.
So. Yeah, it sounds like you did great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fine. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm still the champion.
You're the biggest tambourine champion we've had here.
Absolutely.
That's true. Yeah. Compared to all our guests. No. Yeah.
Out of all the guests, tambourine champions.
Nope.
I mean, to be fair, we didn't ask any of them if they were tambourine champions. Yeah. Mm.
Always ask.
Yeah, we
Nobody
should.
Will ever tell you that they are.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask a Gotta is my segment where the listeners write in to me with questions about their lives. You know, it could be work related, love related, what's other stuff? I don't know.
Fashion.
Fashion related, mm-hmm. food related, anything. And I give them expert advice and help them improve their lives. What do you got for me today?
This is from Randy Poole Louvier. Dear Agata, how do I make friends who have pools? I love pools so much. Share your pool friend making secrets, please.
This is an apt question for today because I literally was talking about this earlier, saying, where are the pools and how do I befriend these people? I mean, I do know a couple of people with pools, but they live like on the west side, you know, mm-hmm. very rarely we'll see them.
Because they're in their pools.
Yeah, they're in their pools. They don't get reception underwater.
All right.
So I would say if you...
Think about that. All right.
If you want to make a friend with a pool, first you got to like find a good one. You got to like be backyard jumping, jump over some fences, test them out, maybe like in the middle of the night when no one's there or awake, and then just splash around a little bit. You want to make sure the temperature is right.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you... find the perfect pool, I would say wait until the morning the next day, go and knock on the door. First you gotta steal their dog.
what?
Yeah.
Why?
It's part of the plan. So steal their dog.
Yep, okay. I'm on board.
Wait for them to put up the signs that say, $1,000 reward for Max or whatever. And then you call them, you go over, you're a hero, you say, wow, I mean, I won't take any money, but I would sure love to take a dip in that pool.
Yes.
So you want to construct some scheme where you're waiting maybe months and then for the winter where, I guess in LA it's still pretty hot, but by then it'll be...
The point
you
is...
You don't want to be getting in a pool in 70-degree weather.
It's not going to take months. I mean, people...
pretty instant, right?
Yeah, people love their dogs. They're going to be looking for their dog immediately. They're going to put out a reward, and you're going to be the hero.
Right.
The point is you've got a pool friend for life after that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They thought that their dog was eaten by a coyote or something, so they're ecstatic. They'll agree to anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's a great answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Go to a hotel.
Oh, ooh,
go to a hotel. Right. Get in your swim gear. You have to be in the swim gear. Run into the bathroom, put on your swim clothes, and put a little water on you. Just a little splash, a little water on you.
Right.
And you wait outside of the pool door that you need the key, and somebody's definitely coming out. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot my key to the pool.
Yeah. Why would I have it on me? I'm just wearing a bathing suit.
That's all I'm wearing, and I clearly just got out of the pool because I'm wet. Right?
Yeah.
And then you take your ass in the pool. And no one questions anything.
Exactly.
This is great. I've done that before.
Have you?
Yeah. Just shown up to a hotel to use their pool.
Yeah.
And you know, the key is you got to walk in looking like you know where the pool
confidence.
Is.
Yeah. That's it.
Confidence. You can't be looking around like,
No. And in these days of customer service, people can't question you.
Right.
What are going to be like, do you go to this hotel?
Yeah.
How dare you ask me if I go to this, if I'm staying in this hotel?
Yeah, exactly.
Go to this hotel. It's like a club.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good option if you don't have friends with pools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion. I don't know what was our reader's name?
Randy Poole Louvier.
Randy Poole Louvier. I don't know where he lives. Sounds like maybe France.
Yeah, I think
but,
so.
But I was
going to suggest move to Las Vegas because every time I've flown into Las Vegas, I see every house has a swimming pool.
Oh, so wow. Because you got to have them there.
Yeah, you got to have them. It gets so hot. So move to Las Vegas. Any friend you make is going to have a swimming pool. So you hang out with them, swim all day, hit up a buffet after.
Oh, yeah.
If you're French, you should check out the Paris Casino. It'll be like you're at home.
Love it.
And so
I love to eat like, under the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, exactly. So it works on a lot of different levels. So if you can't find a hotel or a goddess plan,
it's foolproof.
Move to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I also got a little suggestion. Just go around homes with pools and say you're the pool inspector.
Oh yeah,
you know, just checking the pH levels in the pool.
That's right.
I have to do it in my swim trunks.
That's
and
right.
I have to do it for about 3 hours.
Yep.
My kids have to come.
My kids have to come.
Have to
yeah.
Be here.
The whole family
has to
come.
You have to make me hot dogs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. It's a grill set up.
Look at my certificate.
Look at my hat. It says pool inspector.
Yeah. Nobody will question you because we're in those days. Right. Nobody's going to question.
Right. That's true.
Are you really a pool instructor? Excuse me?
Right.
Yes, I am. Easy.
Read the hat.
Read the hat. Hello.
If you want to keep swimming in a dangerous pool, by all means. But I need to inspect it and make sure it's good.
We got a report of dangerous pool activity.
Yes.
I don't know if we've done an Ask a God where we've had 4 great ideas like this before.
Yeah.
Like every idea
right.
has just been perfect. So you could just take your pick of any of them.
Yeah. You're welcome, Ralph. Machio. What's his name?
Ralph. It's not Ralph. It's Randy.
Randy
Poole Louvier.
Louvier. Poole Louvier.
I'm going to assume it's Ralph Machio.
Poole Louvier?
I think we really helped him, you know?
Yeah, we did.
I think so, too.
If you want to, you know, get your question to me to have it answered on the show, you can call or text 432-AGOTAHI, or you can go to twb.cool/ask.
432 Hey now, funny pages, reading the funny pages right now. There we go.
Is that a special all-star remix of some
kind? It is. It's the all-star remix July's Funny Pages edition 2018 Summer Spectacular.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Dot MP3.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Okay, great. So, David.
Yes.
What is your relationship with the Sunday Funnies, the comic strips?
No relationship.
No relationship.
I know about them.
Right.
I know they exist.
Yes.
And I know a few of them, but I don't have any memories of waiting for the paper to come. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
So now I will give you the choice between 3 different comics, and I'll go ahead and read them. I'll read up to the last panel. And then we'll go around and we'll give a guess as to what the last panel will be, because it's usually some sort of setup to a joke.
Yes.
Okay, so you got to choose between Pearls Before Swine, Pickles, or Luann.
I'm going to go Luann.
Okay.
That's a good name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Classic Luann.
Yeah.
We've done it a couple times on the show before. Luann is a teen girl.
That's right.
Blonde hair. She goes to high school.
Yes.
She's got friends. She's got a nerdy friend who has a crush on her. But she's
really?
Got a crush. I mean, I haven't read this since
backstory.
The 90s.
Okay. This is good because she's in this. Spoiler. Yeah. She's in this strip.
Who?
The nerdy friend.
Oh, sorry.
I assume she's nerdy because she has glasses.
Sorry. She has a male nerdy friend named Gunther who likes her. But she had a crush on the hot boy.
Typical Luann.
Typical Luann.
Gabe is an encyclopedia of comic knowledge.
Gosh. Yes.
Nice. Man, I know six or seven of them that I used to read as a kid.
Do you know Sad Sack?
Oh, that's like really old school,
it's
right?
So old. It's like, I think, 30s.
Yeah. I don't know it well, but I know what you're talking about. That's like when it was like, come and get your funny pages.
Yeah. my dad found an old box of Sad Sack comics when I was a kid, and he brought them to me, and I fell in love with them.
So wow.
That's my relationship with comics.
Cool. Cool. Very cool. We got three panels here. First panel, we got Luann and her friend with glasses.
I think that's Bernice.
Okay, Bernice.
Okay.
And then we got a cute beagle. They're in her bedroom. She's laying on the bed. They're talking. There's a cute beagle on the bed. She's saying, my dad dragged a huge nasty wad of hair out of my bathroom sink. It drains much better now.
Okay. Gross. All right. What a way to start. Wait, who said that
opening
again?
Luann said that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And her friend Bernice, she's looking at her phone and she says, we've been best friends for most of our lives, and that's what you tell me? So, you know, the readers are also on the same page. It's very gross.
Yeah.
Second panel, we're at the park now. And Luann is sort of fake miming choking herself in front of an older woman clutching her purse and putting her right hand over her face like, oh, my. And she's the old woman is sitting next to what looks like a chihuahua. Now we'll go around.
Oh my goodness. Luann has gotten darker since.
Yeah.
Wait, what is, I don't understand the last panel. What happened to it?
She's choking herself.
Yeah, she's choking. She's like,
she's choking herself when she's sitting next to this woman?
She's standing up in front of this woman and she's like choking herself. It looks like as a joke she's doing. It's not like,
oh.
Okay.
Okay, I have a guess.
Okay.
I guess in the third panel, her dad's going to show up and pull a big wad of hair out of her throat.
Oh my gosh.
Gross.
I mean, going off what we have so far, what else do I have to go off?
Right, right. I can't confirm or deny that's what happens.
So wait, so she's sitting with another person. It's not Bernice.
Yes. Yeah, it's almost like, I'll give you a hint. It's almost like a Family Guy sort of cut. We cut to this, right. And then you know we're gonna cut back.
Cut back. Okay. Yeah. What did she say in the first panel again? I mean, other than the hair thing.
My dad dragged a huge nasty wad of hair out of my bathroom sink. It drains much better now.
And then Bernie said what?
We've been best friends for most of our lives, and that's what you tell me.
Okay. Do you have a guess?
It's not forming into words right now. Because the first... I'm gross. Because when the first thing I thought of was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah.
Because I'm like... Okay. I thought it was Bernice sitting there. Right. I thought she was like, oh, is this something else I should tell you? Is this what you want to hear? That I'm choking myself and coming?
What's funny you say that in the second panel when she's choking herself... kind of does look like that. Like, that's your joke. Like, oh, yes. I'm choking.
Like, would you rather me tell you this?
Oh.
But it's not Bernice, right. So I don't know.
So Luann's choking herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am not following this one at all.
Yeah, it's very...
it's very, very odd. Yeah.
It is an odd one.
I'm going to guess anything. That it cuts back to them and Luann says... do you want to make out?
Classic Luann, always looking to make out with everyone.
Yeah.
Well, you're all wrong.
Wait, even me?
Yeah, even you, Gabe.
Even Gabe?
Yes, even Gabe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even David.
What? No autoerotic asphyxiation?
No.
Asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation? Is it with an A?
Yeah.
Like asphyxiation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't keep saying asphyxiation.
We're back in the bedroom. We're back in the bedroom, and Luann says, well, yeah, who am I supposed to tell? A stranger?
Wait.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand.
Luann.
What?
What's going on, Luann? Can we see it?
Yeah. oh, she's kind of like describing him. She's kind of miming him take the hair out of the drain, and the woman is surprised.
Right.
I see.
Got right. it, because that's her best friend. Who else would I tell this disgusting story?
Oh, that, I don't think that's Bernice either. The hair is too short.
Okay.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Wow.
If I were to rewrite the comic, I would put the second panel in the third place, I think, right? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah. That's
and then the you joke. Get to see
what
actually happened. I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Should we write into Greg Evans?
Well, Greg Evans.
Absolutely.
Now is the part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
We got 100 comments on this. Wow, very popular.
What? Okay.
We'll read 3 of them.
Causing a stir.
Templo SUD.
Oh, we've heard from
Templo. We've heard from Templo before.
Yes.
They say, so was Luann unable to get the wad of her hair out of the sink herself?
Wow.
Great question.
Wow. Really attacking Luann there.
Yeah.
We were all thinking about it.
Let's see. Richard Zimdars says, this is a nice strip today. They have been friends for a long time, and I have been in the same position since the early years of the series. I'm glad to see that Greg, creator of the comic,
Greg Evans,
still encourages young people to read, even though the method of reading and audiobooks has evolved into other platforms. So not really
what is he talking
commenting
about?
On the strip itself, but just the overall
culture.
Yeah.
Just the fact that he's writing words.
Glad these kids are still reading, no matter what form that
he
is.
He could leave that on any comic.
Yeah. Or like any...
He probably did.
Any place on the internet. Like, way to just write something.
Right. Here's something I have to say.
And finally... DNT me says, Luann says things like this because they have been friends for so long. They have covered everything else several times over. It's hard to come up with new topics.
Wow.
Who knows where something like might lead conversation wise. Odd sentence there.
Wow. So this person is just saying, Luann is out of ideas.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's fair criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's it. Those are the funny pages. I'm closing the book.
Oh.
Clunk.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Cool.
Great segment.
Thank
weird,
you.
Very nice.
Weird comic, but great segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. To check out more Luann.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
Mm-hmm. I think we all should.
Yeah.
We could all learn a little something.
Just a little bit.
Ontario man asking $29.99 for 6-year-old McDonald's cheeseburger and fries.
He's selling it?
Yes, he's selling it.
He's
on eBay.
Canada, Ontario, Canadian dollars?
It's probably here, right?
Ontario, California.
Ontario, north of London.
That's Canada.
So that is Canada, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So $30 for a 6-year-old McDonald's. Hamburger or cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger.
Okay.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. Okay. I'll show you the photo right now.
It would have been $29.90.
That's right.
For just a hamburger, but it's 10 cents extra for the cheese.
Doesn't that look appetizing?
Where's the cheese?
It's right
there. It's right there. It's under the...
Oh, it's under the...
Yeah.
It's kind of coming out right
there. It looks dusty.
Yeah, it looks 6 years old.
And there's ketchup residue in the fries. Is that right?
Those fries...
How else are you going to eat? Fries.
Those fries look like curly fries.
They curled up.
They definitely curled up.
I'm reading the quote. The fries are stunningly good looking. The fries look like they were purchased this morning.
Yeah. Wait, that's what it said on eBay?
That's what he wrote,
yeah.
Wow. I mean, I commend this guy for... he knew what he was doing, right? He knew he was trying to make something go viral, right?
But who...
Yeah.
Who wants to buy this? Like, what...
Yeah, who's the... I'll tell you who. One of those weird purge people.
Oh, yeah.
One of those weird sick fucks.
Those ones fucking in the street.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, what this person's house must smell like. Because I feel like if I eat fast food, even just having a bag... from the fast food in my home makes the whole place smell disgusting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So like 6 years of that.
Ugh. Yeah,
it must just smell greasy in this person's house.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he keep it? This is like a yeah. weird. This, right. I think this is like performance art, right? Like,
yeah,
it must be. What's happening here? This is an art project, and we're all being pulled into it.
I feel like I saw that movie, the McDonald's movie. What's it called? The Founder.
Yes.
With
oh, yeah, yeah. Supersize Me.
Not Supersize Me. Not that McDonald's.
Ronald McDonald and Friends.
No, not
what
that
about
one.
Crocker, right? Crocker.
Yeah, the Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc. Yeah.
And it made me want to be like, oh, I kind of want to know what like the original McDonald's hamburger tastes like.
Mm.
Because it probably doesn't taste the same now. But no.
So you want to eat this burger is what you're saying.
I think they've changed the recipe in the last 6 years. So right. It doesn't seem like it'd be worth it.
So you want an older burger.
I want an older burger.
You want a classic.
I want a classic burger from the 50s.
Okay. Yeah.
Someone's got that.
But that's going to be way more than $30.
I also feel like in the scope of this, like that's not that long of a time and it's not that impressive. So like why did it get picked up, I guess, is the question.
Yeah.
Because it's gross?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are some reporters whose job it is just to scan eBay for weird listings.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe the reporter is Luann and she ran out of ideas.
Yeah. <that's... laughs>
She got a new job. Yeah. She's a reporter now.
I just feel, I feel bad for you because you have to wait for a 6-year-old hamburger without any pickles to go up. Because you don't like pickles.
Right. Right.
That's true. And that I do want a really old burger. But I have high standards.
Speaking of burgers, what's the status on the Big Mac? Have you yet to have one?
I have not. I've never had a Big Mac.
Really?
Yeah. And this has come up on the show. Oh. We've talked about, we talked about doing it for our 69th episode, which is a milestone for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What number are we at now? What number is this?
This is 67.
Oh, 67.
Close. We're getting close.
We are getting close.
And we're going to shut the whole show down after 69. Yeah. It's also taken us like 4 years to do 69 episodes.
It's great. Yeah. You made it.
we move at our own pace, you know?
That's what you should do.
Yeah. We didn't want it to become a homework feeling kind of, yeah.
You get tired and you have to do the show instead of wanting to do the show.
Yeah.
Do when you want.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Exactly. All our episodes are us wanting to do the show, having great guests. So thank you for being on. We really We love having people here.
Yeah. I love being here. It's great. So wait, so you've never had a Big Mac?
Yeah.
I think I've had a Big Mac maybe once.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've had other McDonald's products.
Oh yeah, of course. Me too.
But like I've actually never ordered a Big Mac. I've never gone to McDonald's for a Big Mac.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What's
somebody else
go-to?
Gave you one?
Do you have a go-to?
Someone probably gave me one. If I go to McDonald's, it's definitely chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm.
Those
newer, new ones?
Yeah, those newer mm-hmm. ones.
Do you remember Chicken Selects?
Yeah, oh yeah, I think they're Selects, yeah. They're Selects.
They don't call them that anymore, but that used to be, like, they used to have these chicken tenders a few years ago. I want to say maybe, like, 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, the golden age for burgers for McDonald's.
I mean, maybe it's even longer than that. I'm bad at time periods.
Sounds right. Yeah. 5, 6 years ago.
But, like, they used to have these chicken tender, they called them Chicken Selects, and I liked them a lot. They took them off the menu, but then recently they added these new ones that I think they call them something else, premium or.
Have you had them?
True,
do they?
Yeah, I've tried those too.
Do you think the recipe changed? Is that why they changed the name?
Well, they didn't have chicken tenders on the menu for many years.
Yeah.
So they just brought them back recently, and I can't really tell. I mean, I didn't like them as much the newer ones.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wonder if it's just time passing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
what? Yeah.
It might be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like their chicken nuggets.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that's my
chicken products. All
yeah,
the way.
That's my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to leave them out for a few 6 years.
It does. Absolutely.
July, do you have a go-to McDonald's order?
I don't. I'll usually... Oh, you know what it is? Those 3 chocolate chip cookies for $1. I love those.
Those
I love those
good.
Cookies so much.
Very good.
They're so
very
good.
With a coffee, very good. McDonald's coffee, very much underrated.
Yeah.
Coffee.
I like their iced coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm a vanilla cone man. Mm. I like those vanilla cones.
Oh, I like the sundaes they have there. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Anyway, this episode of Trends with Benefits is brought to you by McDonald's. Try it aged.
Mm, I'm loving it.
Try
the new
sriracha bacon burger.
Have you seen these McDonald's though? They look like Starbucks now.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really ridiculous in a great way. Like you look up the menu and things changing.
I hate that because I'm looking at the menu and before I can read it, it's like switching off.
I have a theory about this. So I was at the movie theater yesterday and I haven't been to the movies. As I said earlier, I don't watch many movies.
Yeah.
But I was watching a movie yesterday and I wanted to get popcorn. And has this always been a thing? So I'm like in line and I look up at the menu and I can't see it.
Yeah.
Like it's hidden by like a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it's literally hidden. So I'm like, what the fuck is up there? So I move closer and I finally get to see it. And then the screen changes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, they're doing this. Like they're making sure that I just say I want a popcorn and I don't know how much it costs. And I don't think about what's going on.
Maybe
that's true?
Yeah.
Like,
that's an interesting theory. I've never thought about that because I just get pissed. I'm like, I want to know what I'm trying to order. Like,
and you get mad, and you're sitting there, oh, just give me a popcorn and a soda and this. Okay, $25. Wait a minute. Like, they're clearly doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Why is the McDonald's menu directed by Michael Bay?
Absolutely.
Just transforming all over the place.
Oh my gosh. It's so loud.
It's so loud.
It's so loud to my go up there. Excuse me, turn down the menu. It's so loud.
Yeah, and why is
Megan Fox?
Why is Megan Fox up there with Marky Mark?
Dressed as the hamburger.
Yeah.
Take a shot of LaBeouf with the side of fries. Anyway.
LaBeouf does mean the beef.
There you go.
Oh my god, it's the perfect collaboration. You should be their spokesman.
Yeah.
Dancing Hermione popped up at Pride in London.
Dancing Hermione?
Hermione. So there's a little video. It says here, singer-dancer Kelsey Ellison reprised her now-famous Dancing Hermione outfit for a throwdown in the London sunshine during Saturday's Pride.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. So this is like a very short video. It's like a vine, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it? That's the whole thing?
Yeah. That's trending right now?
So this is
trending.
London Pride.
Yeah.
London Pride's going on right now?
I think it is going. There's a lot of articles about London Pride.
Yeah.
It's not going so well over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what's going on?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to misspeak. But there's been a lot of like talk about people with disabilities not being able to get around or like being like, I don't know. This is one video I saw about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little ableism there. Yeah. And then what else happened? There's this group called TERF, and I think they are extreme feminists that are against trans people.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard
Do
of
you
that.
See this? And like they like protested the parade, but then the parade let them lead the parade.
Okay. Some yeah, I did see
shit.
Something like this. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like handing out transphobic like pamphlets to people and doing all this shit.
Didn't shut it down.
No, they invited them to join the parade.
Yeah.
And not just join it, but lead it.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah. Like, I get being inclusive and, like, bringing people in, but put them in the back.
Yeah.
Put them in the back
right.
somewhere.
Yeah, you don't need that hate right at the very beginning.
The first people I see are getting, like, this is the only place I feel safe to be.
Yeah.
And the first thing I see is, get the fuck out. You're not welcome here. Like, it's terrible.
That seems like that should be, like, banned from the whole thing. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to be being a dick about anybody.
Yeah, right? Like, for a Pride celebration, where else do you go for, like, inclusion? Like,
right.
That's the one place, you know? So.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, but hopefully that's the only two bad things that are happening there. I hope London Pride is doing great.
Yeah. Well, they've got Dancing Hermione.
They got Dancing Hermione.
Oh, well, yeah, let's get back to that. Yeah.
You guys are Hermione fans? Do you guys like Hermione?
Oh, of course.
Guys.
I feel like Harry Potter references always go over my head.
Right.
I've never read it.
You don't know it either?
I've never read it, never seen it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
All right, because you don't see much movies.
I don't see many movies, and that book is long.
The books are great. The movies are whatever, but the books are great. you've seen.
I've seen all the movies. I read up to the fourth book right when the book started getting really big. I was like, I'm out of here.
They did get very big, and they get pretty dark, like, too. They get, like, pretty, like, this is for kids.
Darker than the movies?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, like, it gets into some, like, really fucked up
stuff. Does at any point, like, Hermione's dad, like, have to, like, fish some hair out of her sink?
Or her throat.
Or her throat.
Her dad is a muggle, so.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
I don't know. Yeah, so yes.
Yes.
Both of her parents are muggles. That just means non-wizards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that
we're
just means,
yeah, we're all muggles.
Yeah, so. It just means sucks. Street fuckers, not murderers.
Right? Street fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
You know, normal crime.
Yeah, normal.
Muggle sounds harsh.
Yeah.
Muggle.
They it's do a, kind of use it as like an insult.
Yeah, it's an insult used by the wizards.
Yeah, where they're like, ew, gross.
They're like elitist wizards, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are. They're like, they think that non-wizard people are like,
yeah,
disgusting.
It's kind of like in my Jewish faith, not my faith, my culture, we have the words goyim and Gentiles. It's kind of weird to come up with a word that basically just means not us.
Not
I think that works. Not Jewish.
Not Jewish.
But,
yeah.
But Gentile sounds very nice.
It does. Yeah, it does.
You're a Gentile.
You're a Gentile.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm gentle. Gentle Gentile.
Our friend Tristan he bought his car in Wisconsin at some dealership that was called like Gentile Automotive. So the back of his car has like Gentile on it, which doesn't make sense here because people don't know the dealership. So he's always like, I don't want people to look at that and think that, like, you know, that I'm like out here representing non-Jewish people.
Gentile power.
Yeah.
Wow.
I keep telling him to scrape it off, you know?
Yeah,
it's just a sticker.
More than 150 corgis attend beach party in Vancouver.
More than 150 corgis attended a beach party in Vancouver?
That's right.
Oh,
that sounds cute.
Really cute. Really low to the ground.
Yeah, oh, that is cute.
They got those short little legs. It takes them three times as long to get anywhere.
Oh my god.
What a dog. What a dog.
Cuties.
Yes. Look at that one.
I love corgis. You guys like corgis?
Sure. Now that I know what it is.
I just love every dog that's like low to the ground with short little legs because they're cute. Yeah.
That's my Louie is like that.
They're like little sausages with tiny little feet.
Yeah. So cute. I think I read somewhere that people are not allowed to go to this if they don't have corgis.
Really?
I hope so. I mean, is it a corgi party?
It's like a corgi party, but you're not allowed to just go and look at corgis. You have to bring...
Oh, okay.
Well, they have these at a dog beach. I want to say Long Beach. They do like a annual corgi beach day. So is that what you're thinking of, or are you talking about this event?
I think I saw it just on this,
page.
Okay. I guess they don't want people going and... curving out on the corgis.
Yeah.
Why not? I should be allowed to go look at people's corgis. What's the problem with that?
Do it in the privacy of your home, looking at
You can go
online.
I want to touch them.
Okay.
But I don't have one. Why do corgis get a day? Like, do other breeds get days like this? Or are corgis like minorities in the dog community?
I think there's... I'm sure there's other dog breeds that have days like this. But corgis are, like, very popular.
They've entered, like, the internet, like, meme culture as
well. Yeah, okay. Like pugs. Like, I'm sure there are, like, pug meetups all over the country or world or whatever. In the same way. I would not attend that. I don't like pugs.
Oh, why?
Wow.
No? They got those squished faces.
I
think they're cute, but they always have breathing problems.
Yeah,
so
they're
always
like
oh, yeah, I can't do that.
You don't like any of this?
I really don't.
Absolutely not. Those are the ones that drool all over the place.
Okay, David's on my
I'm
team
out.
Here.
Get that out of my house.
That is, yeah, drooly,
yeah, no
stinky.
Drooling. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a dog fan. I love dogs, but no thank you.
Sorry.
Drooly. That just gives me the idea that a good name for a dog would be like Drooly Andrews.
Right.
That's somebody's dog's name. That's many people's dogs.
Yeah.
It has to be. Yeah.
I bet that if you search that on Twitter, you'd like see a ton of stuff come up.
I got a great name for a dog.
What?
Ralph Pouluvier.
I thought it was Randy.
Yeah, but now it's Ralph.
It's Ralph.
Okay.
Machio Pouluvier.
Do we have anything else?
We don't.
Okay.
No. We do.
Oh.
Yes, we do.
Have our very popular final segment. You said you'd heard the show before, so this probably won't come as a surprise, but we like to do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about this week. We've never forced anyone to participate, but we love it when our guests do.
I will participate.
Fantastic.
Agata?
Yes.
Do you have a suggestion for something that we can hoedown about?
Let's do a hoedown about McDonald's, please.
Okay. So, Robo Laurel Hall, she's going to walk over to the piano.
Oh, yes.
Please update my...
Oh, wow.
She needs an update.
Oh, wow. She really needs an update.
So I've only got one wish, and that's to order a big ol' filet of fish. I'm gonna go to McDonald's, I'm gonna get a tray, and I'm gonna eat French fries all day.
Well, I'm a big ol' purple monster, my name's Grimace. I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to finish my day. Doesn't start or end until I go to McDonald's and I play in the playpen.
Yeah. We're talking about McDonald's that I like to eat. I like to also soak my big feet in salt water. That's where they go. Is this a hoedown or am I just a hoe? Yeah, that rhymes.
That was great.
I've got a riddle for you today.
Why don't you come on over? Hey, hey, hey.
I really want to go to that playpen and actually play.
And eat McGriddles all day.
Yay!
Eat McGriddles all day.
Great.
That was fun. Yeah.
That's
great.
McDonald's, if you want to use that for your next ad campaign.
Yeah, please.
And can you send a check over to us?
Yeah,
we've been waiting for
Trends
our...
with benefits care of Gabe Agata July.
Yes.
P.O. Box 69.
69th Street.
Yeah. zip code.
420.
420.
Okay, so that's it. We did it. We reached
we
the end of the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Your podcast cherry is
popped.
Popped.
We popped it. Yeah.
thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We had a great time.
Is there anything you want to plug?
Mm-hmm.
So my old UCB team was gorgeous, but now I'm on Thirst Trap.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I'm sorry. I got it wrong up top.
Please. It's all good. half the members on Gorgeous are on Thirst Trap. Anyway,
okay, cool.
Second Wednesdays every month, UCB Sunset. Come check us out.
Cool.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, we will.
We will.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Gata, do you have something to plug?
I'm going to plug, air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Plug it.
You got to plug it in.
Plug it in. Plug it in and turn that shit up because I'm melting, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
How about you, July? Do you have anything to plug?
I don't, but I'll give my plug to Robo Laurel Hall.
Oh, so generous.
I want to plug Skyscraper starring The Rock in theaters July 13th.
Oh.
Go to an AMC and tell them Robo Laurel Hall sent you for a free small Izzy, but it will only be ranch dressing flavored.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right.
Okay. So you,
I guess she has some sort of
deal with AMC,
but only for ranch dressing flavored Izzy.
God.
Very strange.
She's getting there. She's
all right. I would try it. I would try it.
Sure.
Let's be honest.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah. It'll cool you down, you know, just a big.
Ranch is cool.
I'd like to plug this show.
It's called Trends with Benefits, and it's back, baby. And it's on every Thursdays on Fox after the Mick.
So oh, we're on Fox now?
Yeah, we're on Fox. Yeah.
Okay. We keep moving around.
It
keeps moving around.
It's all right.
We'd like to thank everyone who listened. We'd like to thank Andrew Clotworthy, who did our theme music. Yes. He's so good. Rate and review us on all the fun apps. And we love you.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye.